Day to you, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand you'll be kicking off with African football today.
Kim, it'll be a big weekend in African football. There are more than a dozen qualifying matches for next year's Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Morocco. And at the club level, there are matches in both the CAF Champions League and CAF Confederation Cup tournaments. Joining us once again from Johannesburg for a preview is David Legg, our African football guru. Let's begin with the Champions League, David. And how about running down the fixtures for our VOA football fans?
Right, Sonny. CAF Champions League match day one, and it all begins on Friday in Omdurman, the twin city of Khartoum in the Sudan. And that's the match between Al Hilal of Sudan and TP Mazembe of the DR Congo. An attractive pairing that. Al Hilal, very strong at home, while Mazembe are four times African champions, so that's one to look forward to. And then on Sunday, Sonny, in Kinshasa, in the same stadium where 15 people died at the weekend, we've got Vita Club of DR Congo against the Malik of Egypt. In Group B on Saturday in Tunis, we've got Esperance of Tunisia against Entente Setif of Algeria. And Sonny, before the match day one fixtures even kick off, I'm going to stick my neck right out and say that Esperance are the team to beat in the Champions League. They've been very impressive so far. They hammered Gor Mahia of Kenya. They also had a decisive victory over Real Bamako of Mali. I've been studying the teams, and my feeling is that while Esperance have often flattered to deceive, they do look potentially the strongest team. And they've also got a very strict, tough, no-nonsense coach in Ruud Krol, who played in two World Cup finals way back in the 1970s for the Netherlands. So if they do win the title, Sonny, I'm sure you'll permit me at least 10 seconds of gloating. And then on Sunday, also in Tunisia, you've got CS Sfaxien of Tunisia against Al Ahly Benghazi of Libya. Now, the Libyans, of course, created the biggest upset of the three-round qualifying competition when they knocked out their namesakes, Al Ahly of Egypt. I don't think the Cairo Red Devils are quite the force that they were in years gone by, but nevertheless, for the Libyans to win home and away, I think that's a warning to all opponents. And the Libyan side have got several Nigerians in their squad. They've also got a very dangerous Zimbabwean striker, Edward Sadomba. He has scored four of the goals so far. But my feeling, Sonny, at this stage is Esperance and Sfaxien look like the sides to qualify from Group B. And in Group A, once again, sticking my neck right out there, waiting for it to be chopped off by our very knowledgeable Voice of America football listeners, I'm going to go for TP Mazembe and Zamalek. But I think that group is going to be tougher than Group B.
David, let's turn now to the CAF Confederation Cup competition. And how about the fixtures?
Right, Sonny, in Group A on Saturday at Dalisi in the Congo-Brazzaville, you've got AC Leopards of Congo, who won the competition 2 years ago. They're hosting Cotton Sport of Cameroon. And also on Saturday in Bamako, you've got Real Bamako of Mali up against ASEC Mimosas of the Ivory Coast. And this, to me, Sonny, a very interesting, intriguing group. You've got two teams from West Africa, Bamako and ASEC, and you've got two teams from Central Africa, Leopards and Cotton Sport. I stuck my neck out in the Champions League, but I'm going to reserve judgment, Sonny, as they would say in the court of law, on Group A. In Group B, Sonny, on Saturday in Cairo, it's Al Ahly of Egypt, who, of course, were dropped down to the CAF Confederation Cup after being eliminated from the Champions League. They're hosting Nkana of Zambia. Now, Nkana of Zambia are an interesting team, and they're very difficult to predict, because recently they played two North African sides away with contrasting results. They went to Zamalek of Egypt in the Champions League and got slaughtered 5-0. They then played Bezerten of Tunisia and were held goalless at home. And I'm sure I wasn't alone, believed, well, it's another hammering coming up for Nkana when they travel to North Africa. But they surprised probably even themselves by forcing a 1-1 draw at Bezerten. They squeezed through on the away goals, and now they're up against Ahly. However, despite the heroics of Nkana in Tunisia, I do fancy Ahly will win this tie, but perhaps not that convincingly. In Abidjan on Sunday, Sawe San Pedro of the Ivory Coast host Etoile Sahel of Tunisia. Now, in this group, Sonny, I'm going to go for Atli and Etoile Sahel. They're the two sides with the most pedigree in African competitions, and I think they might just be the sides to occupy first and second places. A reminder to all our listeners that in both the Champions League and the Confederation Cup, each team plays its three opponents home and away, so altogether six matches. And, of course, it's the teams with the greatest number of points, the first and second teams, who will then advance to the semifinals.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. An update now on Sunday's Vita Zamalek Champions League match in Kinshasa. As David mentioned, it's being played in the same stadium where 15 people were killed last weekend during a Congolese league match between Vita and TP Mazembe. The Confederation of African Football, CAF, says a limit of 5,000 fans will be allowed into the stadium to prevent overcrowding. Meanwhile, a CAF inspection team is in Cameroon. Joining us now with that story and more sports news is our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
A Confederation of African Football CAF inspection team is in Cameroon to assess the country's potential to host the 2019 and 2021 Orange Africa Cup of Nations. They are touring potential Nations Cup venues in the capital Yaoundé, Douala, Garoua, Bafoussam and Limbebue. The team has been in Guinea, Ivory Coast and Algeria. They'll also tour Zambia and the Democratic Republic of Congo before the end of July. CAF named the successful bid in September. Meanwhile, Liberia host Lesotho and Kenya welcome the Comoro Islands as the preliminaries in the 2015 Orange Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers start on Saturday. Madagascar play Uganda, Mauritania engage Equatorial Guinea, Namibia face Congo-Brazzaville and Libya encounter Rwanda. Elsewhere, Mozambique tackle South Sudan, Sao Tome and Principe face Benin, Malawi challenge Chad, Central African Republic engage Guinea-Bissau, Burundi meet Botswana, Swaziland play Sierra Leone, and Tanzania encounter Zimbabwe. Finally, in athletics, South Africa's All-Africa Games 400-meter hurdles silver medalist Wenda Nell is delighted at improving her personal best from 53.16 seconds to 52.59 when she triumphed in the 400-meter flat at the recent South Africa Open Athletics Championships in Tlokwe.
Yes, I am very, very, very happy. It was the plan to try and break the 53-second barrier. The weather was quite good condition. It's a new track. Everything just was in my favor. So I went out hard and finished even harder.
The inevitable question is going to be, do you feel that this year you've set new goals again in terms of the 400 flat? We know that your hurdles, you've already made a new mark.
Yes, definitely. With the hurdles, I like to compare the two events with each other. If I can run a good 400, then I know I'm on track my hurdles. So that was my goal today, that just to run the hurdles. I wanted to try and break the 53-second barrier.
That was South Africa's Wenda Nell, the All-Africa Games 400-meter hurdles silver medalist, speaking in Tlokwe, Northwest Province, South Africa. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Hi, I'm Shegu Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on. This is for the world. Just come out and play with me.
This is for the world.
Just come out and play with me.
This is for the world.
Just come out and play with me.
This is for the world.
Hey.
This is for the world.
Just come out and play with me.
This is for the world.
Just come out and play with me.
This is for the world.
Just come out.
In National Basketball Association playoff action Wednesday night, the San Antonio Spurs and the two-time defending champion Miami Heat move closer to another showdown in the NBA Finals. Our VOA basketball fans will remember Last year, the Heat beat the Spurs 4-3 in a hard-fought NBA Finals to lift the trophy. Miami and San Antonio both scored victories at home Wednesday night to win their playoff series and advance to their conference finals. The Heat rallied late in the game to beat the Brooklyn Nets 96-94 to wrap up a 4-1 series victory. Miami trailed by 8 points with less than 5 minutes left in the contest, but the Heat forced the Nets into 9 consecutive missed shots while going on a 12-0 run to take the lead. Superstar LeBron James once again led Miami with 29 points, while Dwayne Wade added 28 more. Joe Johnson scored a game-high 34 points for Brooklyn. The Spurs had an easier time of it in San Antonio. They trounced the Portland Trail Blazers 104-82 to win their series 4-1. Danny Green and Cowie Leonard each scored 22 points for San Antonio. Spurs star Tony Parker left the game because of tightness in his left hamstring, but he's expected to be ready for San Antonio's next series against either the Oklahoma City Thunder or the Los Angeles Clippers. Oklahoma City, led by league most valuable player Kevin Durant, leads the Clippers 3-2 and can advance with a victory later Thursday night in Los Angeles. Meanwhile, the Miami Heat await the winner of the series between the Indiana Pacers and my beloved Washington Wizards. The surprising and magical Wizards face a must-win situation here in Washington later Thursday night. They host the Pacers, who lead the series 3-2. Join me now as we say, go Wizards! In other NBA news, the Golden State Warriors have hired Steve Kerr as their new head coach. Kerr signed a 5-year, $25 million contract.